Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom. Send that salam.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbet ken, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shelleme, kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up the torch when we done burn them.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav. Vizi vanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Rastafari kalinim ja, 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 ja.
Shabbat shalom, kumbe salam, thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday here for the Rastafari, the Friday podcast, TJIF, thank Jah, here, beginning off sabbatically.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari, Jah, Rastafari, Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
yay. And what does that mean, Chabarim? It's Shabbat time.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the only day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the only day.
rules of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day. Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I diverge? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
The Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Hey, hey, send salam, 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 salam,
salam, salam, salam, salam, salam, salam, salam, salam, Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Sabbath peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Moving up to out for the money, them a run down. Why them really go bow down judgment and them not look to the east? Tell me for the money, them a run down. Why them really go bow down judgment and I know them not see. Tell me Allah say judgment and them not know where judgment appear from. Boy, must it take rock, me body fear and. But I'm like Job and I'm like Aaron. Man, I'm a father Albert, man, I'm a father Abram. Words in my mouth and the running on me right. And come to separate the good, the good, the good from the gun. Yes, me have to want the United Nations. One as Barrett and the one named Clinton. Here's a them go about to the Pope and Satan. But I see Pope, yeah, man, I've been sending back the sun. And God, he be still a sea cultivation. Not a from the nation, not the money, them a run down. Why them really go about down judgment and them not look to the east? Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them really go about down judgment and I know them no see the bubba man say man a job. Dropping me turban and me dropping me robe. Some say them a me friend but them a too wet this sword. Never see me with me burden, much less with me load. I'm for a still a see ya me from the road. You not read Zion, you not know the road code. Them no want me drive Benz and all Lexus off road. Me tamper them now like a toad. And the money them a run down. Why them really go about down judgment and them not look to the east? Tell me for the money them a run down. Why them really go about down judgment and I know them to see them on idea you see Gideon.
I and I say this to say that in the abundance of water the pool is empty, empty. But if our water is available but it's invisible, empty, 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 empty. In the abundance of food the pool is hungry, hungry. What if I put in all the dust fat but still in belly empty, 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 empty. Life is what you make it, so believe it or not. The wise man built his house on top of the rock. If you go build it from the sun, then you are fully idiot. Some of them must be taken where you think it's your place. Foundation of the deep and strong. Follow the footsteps of the wise man. How you pick us and up in a sinking sand. Abundance of water, the pool is thirsty, thirsty. But if our water is available, but still in this empty, 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 empty. If some man has that boat, better must come. After all that has been said and after all that has been done, you better reach the what you need and you won't get done. Cause a rattle race in the world we live in. Everyone just a program to win. To what we watch how they bend the long thing. A man will take your share and your dung. The fool now get it in, nothing can take. Now get it in, no walk up and sweat. The fool now get it in, no stick out him neck. Now get it if you're sleeping in your brain. In the abundance of water, the fool is thirsty.
Get in the oh raga raga, oh raga raga raga. Victory is mine. When we say oh raga raga, yes raga raga raga. Them couldn't stop me no time, no time. Oh raga raga, oh raga raga raga. Victory is mine. When we say yes raga raga, yes raga raga raga. Them couldn't stop me no time. Well them won't get me out, but it's not an easy task. Them tried many times before and couldn't pay the cost. So now them a smile, but we know it's just a mask. They want to kill, we have to win our own city back. But when we visualize, we saw it open in the eyes. Me tell me get a little younger. It's like me eating no ties, I'll do what them criticize. Till we overcome them disaster. Oh raga raga, oh raga raga raga. Victory is mine. And we say oh raga raga, yes raga raga raga. Them couldn't stop me no time, no time. Oh raga raga, oh raga raga raga. Victory is mine.
Oh, do you really think I'm ready for? Oh, do you really think I'm fighting for? Oh, do you really think we'll win this war? Yeah. Oh, do you really think I'm ready for? Oh, do you really think I'm fighting for? Oh, do you really think we'll win this war? Hey, they know no love, and they show no love. I see they glow no love. That's why they grow no love. Well, love is the only thing they think they know. Oh, oh, oh. They just about the same thing that I grow. Oh, oh, oh. Me, my dad, me father, all of them tell me so. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, don't talk about cause I be fling no blow. I can already hear this whistling like we low. Lift that broad road and take the one narrow. The broad road will lead to the pain and sorrow.
blood for wall and a gun in a barrow. So half them, who they really think I'm working for? Who they really think I'm fighting for? Who they really think we'll be this warrior? Who they really think I'm working for? Who they really think I'm fighting for? Who they really think we'll be this war? Hey, they know no love, and they don't know love. Hey, they grow no love, that's why they grow no love.
Keep your head up. Look how long we've been trying to road. Keep your head up. Please don't let the pressure get us down. Keep your head up. Look how long King Selassie I set us free. Keep your head up. The love of each other is all we got to be.
You know I don't want to left. The TV where we see it. How can the youth gonna start?
Ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shabbat
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Ase Sigabu. Kainatuna Hizvu. Bechibret Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu. As they enter the Kedase. Kainatuna Hizvu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, arets. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kabar, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints.
He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the Kufu. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabihev the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yeminecha katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yeminecha katir zerura. Untangle our and I knotted fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika. Zangaveid,
zangaveid,
zangaveid.
Tahereinu,
nora,
nora.
Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid,
zangaveid,
zangaveid. Tahereid,
tahereid.
Elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barkeim, Tahare Racheme Sidkateka Tamida Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity,
pity,
Barkeim,
Barkeim,
Tahare,
Tahare,
Racheme,
Racheme,
Sidkateka
Tamida,
Mida,
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 Mida.
May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e Le Ameka Bine Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn, Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries, Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries,
Ushma'a.
And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is due for
Jagat and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Jehovah when I call him Rastafari. Watch how we can tremble, he then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble, he then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Lecha dodi, likrati kala, tnesha pati nikabla. Lika dodi likrata kala pene shabata nikavala. Come, my friend, my lover, to meet the bride, to welcome Hashabbat, referred to as the bride. Lika dodi likrati kala pene shabati nikavala. We, I and I, will welcome Hashabbat, welcome the Sabbath. Come, my friend, to meet the bride. Make I and I welcome the presence of the Sabbath. Alika dodi, alikrati kala, pene shabbati en nikabala. Shamoa we'er zakor abidibur echad. Hishmi anu el hama yuchad. Yeh echad daushmo echad. Yahuwah echad ushmo echad. Adonai echad ushmo echad. Observe and remember the Sabbath day. The only El, true good, true God, cause us, cause I and I to hear in a single utterance. Shamor u'ezachor b'dibur echad. Observe and remember. Shamor, observe u'ezachor and remember. The Sabbath day. B'dibur echad, b'dibur echad. Guard and remember in a single utterance. Make I and I hear the special kind. Hishami anu el ham yuchad. Ishmian, the only heir, true good, true God, cause I and I to hear in a single utterance. We have here in the Seder, in the Siddur, Yihya, for Jaja in the Seder, Jaja Echad, Ushmo Echad. Jaja is one, is the one, his name is one. Lishema ula tifa ereta wi litahila, to his renown and his glory and his praise. Lika dodi, lika dodi, likrati kala, bne shabati nikavala. Shamor we zakor b'dibur echad. Hishmi anu el ham yuchad. Ihya, yaya, chaja echad. Adonai echad, ushmo echad, lishim. Ulatifa ereta we elitahila lekadodi likrati kala bne shabatia nikavala nikavala. Shabbat. Aleku we nelaka kiyahiya me
or Habraka, Mea Rosh, Meek Adam, Nisuka, Sofa Maese, Deer Maheshava, Tihila. Come, make I and I go to meet the Sabbath, for it is a wellspring of Baraka, a blessing, Likrata Shabbata, Likua Wnilka, Kiyahia Mikora Habraka. From the beginning, from of old, it was ordained. Me Rosh, Meek Adam, Nisukah, last in production, first in thought, Sofa Ma'ese, De Machishava, Tichila, Lekadodi, Likratika, La Pinesha, Pati, Nikti, Nikti, La.
Shabbat Shalom, a song for days of resting inside your home. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Elk Atahin Fetish.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and?
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree.
he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever, forever.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The whole place is doomed forever.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Elohim, Eloheinu, Elohim, Abadatere.
Oh, inside. So this is Obey the Israel chant for the Shabbat time right here, here, here on the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. So here for this Gregorian calendar, January 28th, 2022, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 24. Now, it's interesting looking at the Royal Order, and here we found this calendar from back in, what was it, 93 to 94, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church in the Western Hemisphere, its eminence, Abuna Yitzhak, Archbishop. In this calendar, we also have the daily psalms. So when we speak about the daily psalms according to the Royal Order, ancient Ethiopian order. Now, what's interesting is the evening psalms. We have the evening psalms. They're standing psalms. They're like six, more or less, right? And they connect with the ancient, you say, Hekal or the Beit HaMekdes in the Amharic Beta, house of Mekdes, the holy, the Beit Mikdash in the Hebrew, Beit, house, Mikdash, holy, the temple worship. For example, the first day that they call Sunday is Psalm 24, today's daily psalm, right? We have Monday, 48, or the second day, third day, Tuesday, 82, fourth day, the midway day, the middle of the Shabbat, the 7 days, called Wednesday, Psalm 94, Thursday, you have Psalm 81, Friday, Psalm 93, and Saturday, Psalm 92. Now, when we have Kabbalat Shabbat, Kabbalat from Kabbalah in the Ethiopic, we have Kabbalah, which means to receive the Shabbat. So the service for the reception of the Shabbat, Friday evening and morning, one day according to the true time. You see that the Antichrist has sought to change laws in time, the anti-Moshiach. So we live in this kind of backward time calculation system. Study the Ethiopian timekeeping will help with biblical time, since Ethiopia is one of the few places even today that has a time system that is very ancient, Hebraic, biblical, Judaic, the timekeeping. So evening is the beginning of the day, thus the Sabbath Eve, Friday evening, beginning the Shabbat, looking forward to the day, to keeping the day. You know, the 12 hours, as Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said, know ye not that there are 12 hours in a day? Oh, they told you 24. All right, but there's only 12 hours in a day. Yeah, daytime over in this hemisphere is 12 hours, daytime over here, but there's only 12 hours in a day. Anyway, we have right here, the evening psalms, right, the evening psalms. And we look at the evening psalms and we look at where we're at right here. We have Psalm 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29. Then we have, that's the brothers of Habarim, they chanted those right there, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29. Then we have the Ana Bekoa, a Kabbalistic poem of the attributes of he who be who he be. Then we have the Lekha Dodi, a traditional chant, Lekha, Lekha come, Dodi, my beloved, my friend. It can be my friend or it can be my lover, as we have in Song of Songs of Solomon, Dodi. Dodi, kind of the root right there of Dawid, and also the link with Wadada and the Ethiopic Amharic link is very interesting there. But Dodi, my friend, my love, come my friend, come my love. Then we ride up with Psalm 92, which is the Sabbath day psalm, Psalm 92, from the ancient times, the Ethiopic times, the Israelites of Ethiopia, and even to this very time, and also in modern Judaism. You know, black and white, you know, Torah observant, also keep this same ancient order concerning the daily psalms or the evening, Slika, the evening psalms. So we have Psalm 93 for the Friday evening, but in the reception of the Sabbath, we chant Psalm 92, then we seal up with Psalm 93. So here, bridging over into the Sabbath day, the new day evening psalm is Psalm 24. So we're going to seek to ride up a little more right here, but just here with that tune right there, another classic right here. Give thanks, Shiloh.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Hail the King.
Reggae fire, yeah. Rush,
The whole place is too much.
Yes, I. So here we have today's daily psalm. So basically, we have almost straight into the Sabbath here. It's an interesting alignment, seeing that the psalm for the Sabbath is the 24th psalm, you know, for the Shabbat, you know, the eve. You know, we have the first day. Sleeker. I was saying Sabbath. Well, we have the second Sabbath, Ethiopically speaking, the first day, keeping the seventh day. And then we have the first day or the eighth day, the resurrection day of the Moshiach Yeshua, which is the first day, falsely called Sunday. So actually Psalm 24. So leading straight through from here, the Sabbath Eve, right? We have the Psalm 93 for the Friday evening, Psalm 92 for the Sabbath day, and Psalm 24 for the first day. Also the first day is the coronation day. It's an interesting note. There's ancient prophecy that says the Messiah returned on the first day. The first day, also known as the eighth day, falsely called Sunday. But here for today's daily psalm, a couple of key highlights is that Psalm 24 is also seen from the Metzach Kedus, in Matthew's Bible, as a prayer upon entering the holy place, a prayer upon entering the holy place. So we're going to go through verse by verse. The Royal Amharic also shared a native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, to the Stephen Marley Nyabingi Barkabi dub right there. But there's a couple of key points also about the first day psalm, Psalm 24, the first day psalm. Psalm 24, which happens to be, according to the royal order, today's daily psalm. Let's bring it up right here. What's the note? Okay, the mistranslation. There's a mistranslation. Verses 7 and 9, mistranslation. Going to zoom in on the mistranslation. vis-a-vis Yekabur Negus, in them hark Yekabur, yeah, preposition of kubur, glory, negus, king, Yekabur Negus, king of glory. In the Hebrew, we have Melech HaKabod. Melech HaKabod. In modern Hebrew, some might say Melech HaKavod. HaKavod. In the ancient pointing, HaKabod. By king of glory or king of gravitas. Since Kabod is a shared word in the Afro-Semitic languages, in the G'ez, we have in the trifecta, in the is the Royal Amharic, and also the Masoretic, the scriptural Hebrew, Kabada in the Amharic, it means like to be heavy or like something to be serious. Now, it's interesting because in the scene before, in the previous Torah reading and feeding, where it speaks about the weighing, right, the weighing of Paro, the Sutenbet, the king of Egypt, Pharaoh of the Exodus, the weighing of his heart and making his heart heavy. So the word literally is heavy. So in the physical sense, there's two truths to the Afro-Semitic. Two truths, the basic principle, but almost like a binary, right? It's like a binary, two truths. There's the physical, right? So kabbalah, to be heavy, right? So in the kabod, heavy, or in the sense of something being serious, right? Something being serious. But then we have the gravitas sense. So in the Hebrew, Melech HaKabod is like king of glory, but glory in the sense of gravitas. Now, we're not talking about Newton, you know, who they said, is that Isaac Newton? Right? And that's a good first name, right? Newton, where the apple like falls on him or something, and he so-called discovers gravity. Now, why did he choose that word? Not going to go deep on this right here, but it also connects with some of the theories of whether the earth is flat, or whether the earth is round, flat, flat, round, round, all of that, all around town. You know, but what's interesting here is the kabod in the midot, I would say, the attribute of Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, who he be, he be melech ha-kabod, right? Exiavihar, who he be, who the sustainer be, Yekabur Negus, he is the king of glory. In the Amharic sense, Yekabur Negus, the like covering it, like the covering the gas, as one would say, the covering the guest, right? We have the glory of the king. So even that connection, right, with the attributes, right, of Jehovah brought out in today's daily psalm and the evening psalm of the first day falsely called Sunday. So there's a mistranslation that we seek to kind of zoom in on. But it also connects with another word. Interesting, here we're in, not just word, but name. Here we're in the 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we're in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Shemot. Shemot in the Hebrew, Shemot means name. Shem is name. Hashem is how we refer to Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, without calling on his name or saying his name, you know, just repeatedly, you know, profaning the name. Many Torah observant ones refer to the Hashem, to the name, right? Now, the name has a primary meaning of he who be or becomes who he be. So when we see these attributes, it's interesting to study these attributes here. So we have the Melech HaKabod, the king of glory in the Hebrew, Yekabur Negus in the royal Amharic. But we also have in the Amharic, in the Metzaf Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, the Emperor's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Mequanant. Mequanant. Oh, that reminds I and I right here. We got to ride up with this. Slika, pardon I, usually we share what we call the Ayabingi liturgy, right? Basically the creed, a portion of the creed from Ras Michael, Hill at Ras Michael, and the sons of Negus. The sons of Negus or Ethiopically enunciated Negus, right? So here we have Psalm 24, right? 24, and we have, okay, we have, yeah, verses 7 and verse 9. Key verses 7 and verse 9. And it has to do where it says, let's get the English. I'm looking at them hard right here. Pardon me, brothers and sisters. Grab your pen, your paper, the sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm was in English, just to get what the English says right here. Because the translation that we have in front of us right here, it says, Enant, Enant, which means you all, Mequanin Toch. Have you heard of, in the English enunciation, Makonin, Makonin, the Ethiopic Mekonin, 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 Mekonin. Yes, Mekonin, Rastafari Mekonin. All right, Rastafari Mekonin. Well, what's the meaning of Mekonin? Here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 24, in verse 7 and verse 9, it addresses, the King James Version says, gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, O ye gates. But then we ask the question, 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 question. Can gates lift up their heads? Are we speaking to gates? Remember the principle, the Hebraic principle, the Afro-Semitic principle, the two truths. There's the physical, the phi cycle, like the earthly type, and then there's a metaphysical, right? There's like the outer type and there's the inner type. So in zooming in on verses 7 and 9, we'd like to zoom in on some mistranslations that are there. It gives kind of the wrong impression. Yes, we rise up to chant, but as Psalm 47 and 7 says, to give praise with, mastermind said overstanding, KJV says understanding, but you get the point. You know, it's no why and what you're praising. Like if you're going to do music, you study the song sheet or you study the musical sheet. You know, you study the music. What's the meaning? Why we're saying this? Maybe we should do it like that because that brings out this essence of it. When you study the music here, we have the KJV in front of us now. It says, lift up your heads, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Bamarinyan Amharic says, Enant Mequanin Toch. Mequanin Toch. So Mequanin Toch is in the Amharic sense, it is a pluralization of a Mekonin. Mekonin. Simply put, in one sense, a Mekonin is a judge. It's a type of an ancient judge in the ancient Ethiopian Hebrew Judeo-Christian based order or governmental system. A Mekonin is like a judge, or even as some might say, like a judge advocate general. From our study of it, to bring it up to date in a modern sense so one can understand the sense, so it can make sense to them, it's like a judge, an advocate, and a general. So we see that even the earthly father, right, of the man child, right, the earthly father, the son of man, you know, that's why I said son of man, child of humanity, Lich Tafari. The earthly father, his name is Mekonin, right, Mekonin. So his name is Mekonin, but there's also a title, a role, a responsibility within the Ethiopian Hebrew Judeo-Christian-based community, Mekonin, as we have even here in these here Torah readings and feedings. Here we're in the 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and we also have the previous where Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, Chotino, gives him advice concerning the ancient system of the Shofs, right? The Hek Shof, Shoftim, right? The judges, Hek or Hok, Hok, Hek, right? Where some might get hexos, means a statute, like a statute in law, you know, like they say statute of limitation, so forth and so on, in that sense. So the correspondence here, when we look in the Gutter's Bible, it even becomes a little more interesting with some of these words and the relationships and also the revelation, right, of Rastafari. Now we zoom in on this right here because when we go to Psalm 68, just rightly dividing the word of truth, as it says here, little there, little, rightly dividing the word. So comparing, zooming on Mekonin, and we have Mekonin Toch. So Mekonin Toch would be the Mekonins, in other words, like the judges, right? The judges, the judge advocate generals, as Jethro's advice to his his son-in-law Moses was that he was doing too much. What he needs to do is set up a system of judges to teach them, right, first of all, the qualifications of the Anshei Chayil. In the Hebrew, they are known as the Anshei Chayil. Zooming in on the word Chayil. Chayil is power. Chayil. Chayil is power, also might. It can mean wealth. And Chayil, Hebraically, is used for army. So an army is a Chayil. Army is power, but the army is called Chayil, right? Like an Ish Chayil would be like a man of war on another level, right, Hebraically speaking. But Chayil can also be wealth, so someone of great wealth, Chayil, right? But then simply put, Chayil is power. And the qualification that Jethro advises and recommends to his son-in-law is that they be Anshei Chayil. We touched on that earlier in the Shavua. Anshei Chayil, that they be men, right? They be men, Anshei, or mortal men, if we bring it out, mortal men of power, that they be mortal men of power. And certain qualifications, hating covetousness, you know, loving truth, you know, certain qualifications. But who are these men in the community that will be charged with basically keeping law and order? Right, with keeping law and order. And they would also, these judges, right, these judges, shoftim in the Hebrew, right, these judges would also be called agents of Elohim and therefore referred to Hebraically as Elohim. One of the most interesting things about this 18th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Shah is when we look it up, like, for example, we go through it in the English. When you find judges in this Torah reading and feeding, go to the Hebrew for a moment, right? Because, and when you find God, when it says bring the man, you know, bring this one or bring that one to the God, bring it to God, you'll see that there. Some in the English, it'll say judges. In the Hebrew, it says Elohim. So therefore, we get to Psalm 82. You know, 82, and that particular verse in Psalm 82, where it says, I have said, ye are gods. The true context of it is not speaking of, well, everybody's a little god or a big god or something like that. That's nonsense. It's a Hebrew. It's Hebrew. You know, it's a Hebrew instruction. Speak to the children of Israel, right? So we have to look at their context. And their context of Psalm 82 is speaking to the corrupt or unjust judges of Yisrael, right, that had allowed or partook, right, in corruption, right, neglecting the poor and the needy and the cause of the persecuted, the downpressed, right? This is why Psalm 82 is written that way. Something, a lot of things get lost in translation, but just to put that right there, so the judges are referred to collectively. That's another point right there, that the judges, the shoftim, the Hebrew judges that we see in the 17th sabbatical, chapter 18 of Exodus, and here in these Torah readings and feeding into this mana sabbatical study, the judges collectively are called Elohim, not individually. You might recall in some older systems of law, like over here in America, right, speaking about judges, mischief, right? They frame mischief by law. Over here in the United States, just to say correctly, in the United States, in the country, the land, America, but the United States under this government, you notice that you go to court, there'll be like one judge usually, right? One judge, maybe a bailiff, maybe a secretary, and others there, right? Loitering or whatnot, right? But in older systems, you usually see like three judges. You ever notice that in some systems? For example, in America, if you're in the military, because the military order that we see in Exodus chapter 18, it's the core of the military order. Because he said, and appoint some, right, to be heads, and he uses the term for rashes in the Hebrew, roshe, to be heads, right, and princes, tsars, and rulers over tens, like a corporal or even a deacon. A deacon literally is 10 from diakon in the Greek. So a deacon position actually in the church triumphant, the church militant and the church triumphant, right? Just like in the Torah scripture, they're dealing with religious and maybe theological and spirituality, but also the Torah is speaking about social, right? Social Hebrew to Hebrew, right? It's also, you know, speaking to judgments as we have here in Mishpatim. So just to point to a couple of these key kind of connectivities, but it's interesting how it braids all together. So we have the judges called in the Hebrew, the men of Hayil, as in Hayil, we say Haile Selassie. Haile is power of, it's a G'ez construct, it's G'ez. I say this because I heard of one, I'm not going to call him out right now because he's my Rastafari brethren, and, you know, I like to share it with him, maybe you'll hear this. He was on a platform speaking about Haile Selassie, says it's Amharic, and he was very, I'm going to hear you up. Priest Isaac, just hear the brother Priest Isaac. He was on Sidnet and we caught a clip of it, and he was saying that Haile Selassie, you know, our brother was saying Haile Selassie is not good or Ethiopic, but it's Amharic. I had to rewind that part. I said, wait, hold up for a moment. And he was very insistent about it. But no, brother, open rebuke is better than secret love. You're incorrect. Haile Selassie is a two words, right, or two names that make one sense. Right, it's really a sentence, so to speak, but 2-3 with Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, but zooming in on power of. Haile is power of. So it's like saying, like when somebody says Abdul, right? If you understand Arabic, Arabiya Fusa, say Abdul. Abdul, right? Abid means servant. Abdul means servant of the, and you have to have some other word behind it. So if you say Haile, it's like Haile would be like power of, could we have Haile Maria, the power of Mary, right? This is why it's constructed that way. Now, if it was Amharic, as our brother says, as Priest Isaac says, it would be Yes Selassie Hayel. Yes Selassie Hayel. Right? And it would not be a baptismal name of that particular order if it was constructed as such. So baptism names, right, are of a good, of that old Shemitic Shem. Remember Shem? Remember Shem? Shem means name, right? Shem means name. We're looking at principle, not personality, not looking at Shem, Ham, and Japheth, right? People get confused over that because if they understand in the true context that Shem just means name. Right. Yes, this son was called Shem, and Ham means hot. Like you say, he went ham on him. We say that today, right? He went ham. I'm going ham on this one. Ham means like hot. And Yafet means to like expand, like expansion in essence. Yafa, right? You know, also it has a sense of Yofe, Yafe. Yafe in the Hebrew means to be like beautiful or pretty or beautiful. Say like good looking or pretty or beautiful in that sense. But anyway, bringing it right here. So we have Anshei Chayil, the men of power. Now remember that the Holy Trinity or the three visitors to Abraham, that Ethiopically according to true faith is known as Kedus Selassie, Bebeta Abraham, or the Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham. Remember those men that visited Abraham? Two of them are identified in the next chapter, right? I think, that's chapter 18 too. What's up with this 18? 18 sabbatical study. 1 and 8 is 9. 9 is number Rastafari. Okay, and the square of 9 is the Trinity is 3. Okay, very interesting. The 18th chapter of Genesis. This is a Rhema word coming right now as we on open mic right here, right? Elohim is in his temple, right? So 18th chapter, we have these three visitors. Right, and the three visitors, Shalosh Anashim, right? Shalosh Anashim, the three Shalosh Anashim, right? Anashim, right, is men, but it's from Enosh in Aramaic, Enosh in Hebrew. In other words, Anash in if you speak in East Coast, right? If you're speaking West Coast is more the biblical Hebrew, Enosh, right? It means mortal man. Literally means mortal man. So we have these three visitors that, according to the true interpretation, understanding of the biblical Hebrew, are called three mortal men. Two of them are identified as angels. Often people say, oh, yeah, the angels, when the three angels came. No, 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 no. You're misreading it. I don't know how people do this. When you read Genesis chapter 18, it clarifies that these are three men. Remember when Christ said that no one bears witness really of him but his Father, it says, and the witness of two men. Remember how the Messiah Yeshua said that himself, right, of two men? Remember, man was made in the image after the likeness of Elohim. It's man that fell, not Elohim that fell. Yes, it's Genesis chapter 18. I just had to check that out. The number 18, Havarim. Let's check out this number 18, 18 sabbatical study, right? We have Exodus chapter 18 with the Shoftim and the Shoftim link right here with the Mequanantoch, right, who are mentioned as heads. It says, your heads, right? Lift up, bring this up right here, where it says right here, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. In other words, it seems to say in today's psalm that for the king to come forward, to come in, right, to enter into his city, to enter into that, there needs to be a structure, order. There needs to be Mequanantoch. Mequanantoch, right? And what is a Mequanantoch? We're going to bring that out right here. I'm just on this 18, number 18 thing. Genesis chapter 18, we have the Shalosh Anashim, the three mortal men. Didn't His Majesty, according to the translator, said, I'm a man, I am mortal? Well, one of those three mortal men, according to the text in Genesis chapter 18, speaks and is identified as Yahweh, as Hashem, as Jehovah. All right? You may say the Lord, but you know, I don't like to get into their calling on their tetragrammaton, their four letters, L-O-R-D, but Jehovah. Right? So he's been called Jehovah, and when the two others go forward to Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham is left with the one, remember those three, right? So two leave, what you have left, you have one, and that one mortal man, now Abraham is talking to him as Jehovah. So Abraham must have known that that one mortal man was he who be who he be. Now, we scroll forward, right, to the 18th chapter of Exodus, right, and then we have Jethro, Moses' Ethiopian Hebrew father-in-law or Midianite father-in-law, is giving him this advice. And one of the key words is that the qualification, one of the qualifications for these who will be appointed as judges to administer law and order in the Hebrew community would be Anshei Chayil, men of Chayil. So I'm just making this link right here. I hope ones can get it. Ones will get it. I know. Let's just keep grinding on it. Let's go forward right here. We're going to ride up with this. This is a rhema word here in the small, still voice right here. Psalm 68. Let's go to Psalm 68. We have Psalm 68, verse 31. You know the verse? You got to get that audio up there on the board, too. Just a hint to the Havarim. Princes. Well, we do have that. Yeah, we do. Okay. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands, right, her hands to God, right, properly to him, not to him, but to him, right? Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands. So here we have
princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
And now here we have it in the Metzav Kedus, the authorized revised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, Haile Selassie's Bible here. Mekwanint, Kagubit, Kagubit, Yemetalu, Mekwanint. Mekonint, right, to say like Mekonins, right, judges in the plural sense, Mekonin, singular, Mekonint, plural, Mekonint, Kagibit, Gibit, Gibit, Right? You have gibbet for Egypt, gibbet or gibbet from the ancient Egyptian Hetkapetah. From Hetkapetah came Egypt, but in the Ethiopic we say gibbet. Gibbet from Egypt, Yemetalo, Yemetalo. They come, they will come. Mekwanet, Gibbet, Yemetalo. Ethiopia, Ejochuan, what a Xavier, tis a regalich. Ethiopia, Ejochuan, her hands, whether towards Xavier, the sustainer, tis a regalich. She will stretch. She will stretch her hands to the sustainer. But it's the first part of the verse, Mekwanet. So here, comparing, contrasting the KJV, the King of Kings, at a basic level, we can see at a basic level of interpretation, princes here in Psalm 68:31 correspond with Mekwanet, right? Mekwanet. And then in today's daily psalm, where we have it right here, and not Mekwanet Toch, Barochin Kafetu, Yizalem de Jochin, Yikafetu, Yekabrim Negus, Yigba. So here. Yes, I asked the father.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
What a very, very interesting clip right there. Once again, give ear, so you can hear for 2 years.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
And see, that audio right there is an Ethiopian audio. It's from back in those days, as it says in Timothy, in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, yes, I, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. And here, we also feature this word sound in I and I, Isis, as Rastafari, Iabingi liturgy, right here, credo.
Of the first Lord, for he found no chance to repent, even though he sought the blessing with tears.
Yes.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God.
Pause. Right there. What a key word. What's interesting is that most native Ethiopians will focus on Ethiopia, stretch over hands to God. But it's significant for I and the diaspora, because I, be them princes, the Mekwanet Toch, bringing the king. Yes, I, Yigba.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Shabbat
shalom.
Again, shalom chaverim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have song. We have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kadmal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Hashem.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
dwell therein. The world and they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath found it upon the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
that
and a pure heart.
And
who hath not lifted up
Jaja, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eyes, this last the eye. Shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor Haile Eyes, the last eye.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. The next up in set. Light of the world.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mazmur Hayasus, Bekenef Hayara, Bemajam Maria Sambat Yedawit Mazmur, Medrinna Mullawal Exiabihirna. ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል? በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል? እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል። ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ፣ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ፣ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ። ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው? እግዚአብሔር ነው፣ ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው፣ በሰልፍ ኃያል። እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ፣ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ፣ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ። ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው? የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው።
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ונועה, בבית ביור שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנערות יכונניה, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו. נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, הסתבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בטחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוץ וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בטחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלע.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay. Make I and I give thanks and pray. Pray, 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 pray.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now, now. Now, calling, 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 call 515-602-9761, calling 515-602-9761, calling 515-602-9761, calling, 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 calling.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
לדוד מזמור ליהוה הארץ ומלואה תבל וישבה בה. A psalm of David. The earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established her upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yahweh, he who be who he be?
or who shall stand in his set apart, in his holy Kedus place. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his nephesh, his soul, to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from Yahweh and tzedek, righteousness, from the Elohim of his Yeshua, his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Yaakov, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Who is this Melech HaKavod? Yahweh, he who be who he be, strong and mighty. Yahweh, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the Melech HaKavod, the King of glory, shall come in. Who is this Melech HaKavod? Who is this King of glory? Yahweh Tzevaot. Yahweh Tzevaot. He who be who he be of armies. He who be of hosts. He is the Melech HaKavod.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزيابيرنا عالمم بارسوام يمينورو كله ارسو بباهروچ مسرتوالنا بفساشوچم ماطنتوالنا ودغزيابير ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقومال اجوچو ينصو لبو نصو هيهونا نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتن يكبر ييتشي تو لدرسون يمتفلقنا ياقوبن عملاك فيت يمتفلق انانت مكوانن توچ بروچ انكفتو يزلالم دجوچ يكفتو يكبر منغوس يقبع يكبر نغوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهايال እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያ እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብር ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, in Selassie.
The whole place is due for
Yes, 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 it's that time right here. We've got 7 minutes here on the board, and we're about to ride up in the Royal Amharic, go through the verse by verse. Should we zoom in on those particular, let's zoom in on the verses 7 and 9 first. It also connects with the with them Hark right here, here, here. Yes, I. So about 7 minutes, 7 minutes.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true. Legashun, Agarashun, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tenayis Aling. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter. Salam to Tenayis Aling. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karamawi, Haile Selassie. We have Mezmore Dawit Haya Arat. Mezmor Haya Arat. Psalm 24. Wode Mekdes Megbia Tselot. Wode Mekdes. Wode Mekdes. To the sanctuary. Megbia, the entrance. Entering into the sanctuary. Wode Mekdes Megbia Tselot. The prayer upon entering, going to the holy place, the Mekdes. The Mekdes and Amharic corresponding with the Mikdash, the holy place, the tabernacle, the temple, right, the sanctuary, literally the holy, to the holy place. What a Mekdes and Mekbiyat Elot. Theme of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 24. Here we're going to compare and contrast side by side the royal Amharic, the pure language, according to Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 right there. Also, we have Revelation 5:5, HSV, Haile Selassie version, otherwise known as the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, HSV, side by side, the KJV, Megainai Ride Up, Besama'av, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemberal, and we begin. Beginning with a superscription right here. The Mejmeria Senbet, Ye Dawit Mezmor. The Mejmeria, in the beginning of the Senbet, in the beginning of the Sabbath, some interpret it as Ye Dawit Mezmor. Another way that's interpreted, since this is Sunday, this is the first day. The first day, the Ehud, as we call it Ethiopically, the Ehud, from Ahad, Ahadu, Ahad, one, the first day. Sunday is Sunday evening song. It's known as Sunday evening song, according to Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and also from our roots and the Judaic roots, even in modern Judaism, it's the psalm of the first day, the Yom HaRishon, the first day of Sunday psalm. So Senbet often is interpreted as a Sabbath, but it means the seventh, and it's inclusive of the 6 days before, right, as one whole set. So one way of interpreting this is in the beginning of the Sabbath, the Mejmeria Senbet Yedawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Another way of interpreting this from the ancient interpretation is in the beginning of the seven. In the beginning, we say the Shavua. So when we say Shabbat, people often look at that day, but it's inclusive also of the Shavua, the seven, from that Afro-Shemitic, that root of seven. So Bemejemeria, Senbet Yedawit Mezmor. Bemejemeria, in the beginning, Senbet, the Sabbath, here in the context of the first day, the Ehud of the Sunday, evening song, Judaically, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic church, the true church and the professing church, here, Dawit of David, Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation of David. Kutaran, Midrina Molawa, Le'egziyavihirna, Talamimba Ruswami, Minoruhulu, the earth is Egziyavihirs, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Father. Midrina Molawa, Le'egziyavihirna. Midrina, the earth, earthly plane, and Midrina, Molawa, and her fullness, Molawa, Le'egziyavihirnat. She is the earth and her fullness, she is for the sustainer. The earth is exiliars, the sustainers, and the fullness thereof. Alamim ba'ar swami minoruhulu alamim. The world and the world, alam, the alam, alamim, and the world, ba'ar swa, in her, ba'ar swam, and in her, yaminoru, hulu, all those who dwell, yaminoru, those dwelling, hulu is all. The world and they and all they that dwell therein, all they that dwell in her in the earth. Midrina, molawa le exiavirnat, alemim ba'ar swam, yaminoru hulu, kuter hulet. Verse 2. Arsu bebahirocha misirto atalina. Befesa shochema tsinato atalina. For he hath founded it, he hath founded her upon the seas and established it, established her upon the floods. Arsu, he himself, Arsu bebahiroch misirto atalina has founded her upon the Bahiroch, Bebahiroch, Nesirto Atalina has founded her upon the seas. Befesashochim, Fesashoch, the floods, the rivers, in a sense, for the flowing of the pouring out of the waters. Befesashochim, and upon the flowing out of the waters, the floods, Asinato Atalina has established, made her firm. Kuter source, verse 3. Wodek Ziavia Tarara, Mani Watal, Bekadisna Wisifra, Mani Komal, who shall ascend into the hill of Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Who shall ascend into the hill of the sustainer? Or who shall stand in his holy, his set apart, his Isla, his holy place? Be-Kedisna-Wis, Kedisna, holy, Be-Kedisna-Wis, and his, and as concerning his holy, his the holiness of holiness, his holiness, Sifra, Bekedisnawissa Sifra, and as concerning the place of his holiness, Bekedisnawissa Sifra, Man Yikoman, Man Yikoman, who shall stand? What a Gaziavi Hertarara, Man Yuatan, Bekedisnawissa Sifra, Man Yikoman, Kuter Arat. Verse 4. Ejochu Yenetsu, Lebum Nitsuhe Yahone, Nasun Lakentu Yalanesa, Lebalinjarawima Beshingela Yalmale. He that hath clean hands, Jochu Yenetsu, and a pure heart, Libum Nitsuha Yahone, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, Nefsun Lekentu Yalanesa, nor sworn deceitfully, Le Balinjara Wimma Beshengala Yalmale. Here we have a little diversion here between the KJV and the HSV. Here we have Le Balinjara Wim, and for his bread companion, Bale Injera, Injera, bread Bale Injera, his bread companion or his neighbor, Le Balinjara Wim, and for his neighbor, Beshengala Yalmale, has not sworn. Deceitfully is a translation, but shingala. Shingala is like flattery. It's like coaxing. It's like cajoling. For a little baby to calm a baby down is good. But for a grown person, right, in the maturity and objective reality is deceptive. Kuter Amist, verse 5. Arsu, ka egziavir zen barekatena kamechanitu amlakim meheretin ikebalal. He shall kebalal. He shall receive. He shall receive Kabbalah. He shall receive Yikabalal, the Barakat, the blessing. The blessing from the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed Father. Also, Zen Barakatin Kamedhanitu Amlakim Mihiratin Yikabalal. And righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now here in the Royal Amharic it says, Ka medhanitu amlakim, and from the salvation source, the source of his salvation, Ka medhanitu amlakim, miheretin, mercy, miheretin, ikebalal, he will kabbalah, he will receive. Kuter sedist, verse 6. Yehich tulid arsunya mitafalignat ya yaikovin amlak fitya mitfalig. This she, this is the generation. Yehich this in the she sense. This she, yehich tulid, this generation. Arsun, he himself, yamitafalignat, she seeks him. This is the generation that seeks him. Yehich tulid arsun yamitafalignat ya yaikovin amlak fitya mitfalig. That seek thy face, O Jacob, say la, pause. Yeah, Ikobin of Jacob Amlak, the source of Jacob feet, the face, the perception of the source of Ya'ikob, Yamita Falik, she who seeks this generation. Yehitz Tulit Arsun, Yamit Falignat. Yeah, Ikobin Amlak feet, Yamit Falik. Puter Sabat, verse 7. Inant mekwanin toch, baroche na kafetu, izalem de dochim y kafetu, yakavrim negus yba. Lift up your heads, inant, all of your mekwanin toch, all your mekonins, makinins, mekwanin toch. You say, judges, right? Princes shall come out of Egypt, mekwanint, ka gibit, ye metalu. Here we have inant mekwanin toch, all of your judges, officers, in the sense of mekonin. Right, Ras Mekonin in the sense of Mekonin, Makinin in the plural sense of Mekwanin Toch, and Nant, all of y'all, Mekwanin Toch, all of your offices. Barochin Kafetu. Open the gates. Barochin Kafetu. Barochin Kafetu. Islam Barochin Y Kafetu, and let the eternal doors be opened. Yezalalem de Jochim, Yikafetu, Yekavrim Negus, Yikpa, and the Kavrim Negus, Yekavrim Negus, Yekavrim Negus, Yekavrim Negus, and of glory Negus, the king, Yikba, shall come in and let the king of glory come in. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Yeh, Yekavrim Negus, Manno, Exiavi Herno, Bertuna Hayal, Exiavi Herno, Beself Hayal. Who is this king of glory? Yeh, yeh, yeh. This thing from Yehitch. Yehitch is she, right? This she. He is yeh. This he. Yeh. Yeh covering the goose. Yeh covering the goose of the cover, the glory, honor. Yeh covering the goose of glory, king, king of glory. Man, no. Man, who? Now, who is he? Yeah, covering the goose. Man, no. Who is this king of glory? Egziavi herno. Bartuna hayal. Egziavi herno. Beself hayal. The sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed. Our father. He is. He be. Bartuna. Strong. Bartuna. Bertu. Strong. Inna and Bertuna. Hayal. Hayal. And powerful. Egziavi herno. He is the sustainer, the self hayal, the self in battle, in the protestation, right? The protestation implied as the battle, the self hayal. He is powerful, he is mighty, he is strong in battle. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. Inante mekwanin toch, barochin kafetu. Yezalem de Jochim Yikafetu, Yekavrim Negus Yikba. Lift up your heads, y'all, Mekwanin Toch, princes, officers, Barochin Kafetu, Kafetu. Oh, ye gates, even lift them up, open, Barochin, open the gates, Barochin Kafetu, Yezalem de Jochim Yikafetu, Yezalem. Of forever, the Jochim, the gates, Yikafetu, being open, let them being open, them being open, Yekavrim, Negus, Yikba, and the King of Glory shall come in. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Yeh, Yekavrim, Negus, Mano, Yechefroch, Amlak, Egeziavihar, Arsu, Yekavrim, Negusna. Who is this King of Glory? This King of Glory? Who is he? Yechefroch Amlak Ekaziavihar, the Lord of Hosts. He is Arsu Yekubrud Negusno. He is the King of Glory. Selah, pause. Here we have a very interesting nuance right here in the Royal Amharic and the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Ormawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Here, yes, Yekubrud Negus, Mano, Yechefroch Amlak Ekaziavihar, Yechefroch. Chifra, you have Chifra. It's an ancient kind of archaic term, an interesting term. It appears here, I think, in a few other places in the Metzhaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals. It's translatable as, and we're referring here to the Abyssinica, right, good reference right here. It's an accompaniment. It can mean an accompaniment. It can mean a soldier, like soldiers in a sense of a swarm. And it's often linked with an accompaniment in the sense of musically, right, with one particular reference. It can also be dancers in that sense, and an accompaniment of dancers, a swarm. It's a very interesting, culturally speaking, word. And to bring out the full, we probably have to go into this a little more in detail. But for right right now, suffice it to say, your Chifaroch Amlat, the source of the Chifaroch, the source of the accompaniments, the source of the soldiers, the source of the swarm, like Nuff 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 ones, like the warriors in that sense, the Lord of Hosts, or the source of the host, Egezi Av, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Av, Father, Ersu, he, himself, Ersu, the pronoun, emphatic, he, and none other, Ersu, Yekubr Ngusna, he is the King of Glory. Word accompaniment, just a little more note right here, my fellows, right here, fellow Dekamizamorit disciples and Talmudim right here. Accompaniment, chifra. The chifra is an accompaniment in the sense of the musical part which provides the rhythmic and or harmonic support for the melody or main themes of a song or instrumental piece. There are many different styles and types of accompaniment or chifra in different genres and styles of music. In homophonic music, the main accompaniment approach used in popular music is a clear vocal melody is supported by subordinate chords. In popular music and traditional music, the accompaniment part typically provides the beat for the music and outlines the chord progression of the song or instrumental piece. The accompaniment for a vocal melody or instrumental solo can be played by a single musician playing an instrument such as a piano, a pipe organ, or a guitar. While any instrument can, in theory, be used as an accompaniment instrument, keyboard and guitar family instruments, they tend to be used if there is only a single instrument, as these instruments can play chords and bass lines simultaneously. Chords and a bass line are easy to play simultaneously on keyboard instruments, but a finger-picking guitarist can play chords and a bass line simultaneously on the guitar. A solo singer can accompany herself or himself by playing guitar or piano while he or she sings, and in some rare cases, a solo singer can even accompany himself or herself just using his or her voice and body. For example, Bobby McFerrin. Look more. Alternately, the accompaniment, the chifra, and here your chifroch amlak, to understand this in the true sense, in the innermost of the inner sense, in the revelation of Rastafari, we have alternately, we have the accompaniment to a vocal melody or instrument solo can be provided by a musical ensemble, ranging in size from a duo, like the cello, piano, guitar, and double bass, the synthesizer, and percussion, or a trio, like in a rock power trio of electric guitar, electric bass, and drum kit, and organ trio. A quartet, a string quartet in classical music can accompany a solo singer, a rock band or rhythm section in rock and pop, a jazz quartet in jazz, all the way to larger ensembles such as concert bands, big bands in jazz, pit orchestras in musical theater, and orchestras which, in addition to playing symphonies, can also provide accompaniment, accompaniment to a concerto solo instrumentalist or to solo singers in opera with choral music. The accompaniment to a vocal solo can be provided by other singers in the choir who sing harmony parts or counter melodies. Lastly, but not leastly, on Chifra and Chifroch here and your Chifroch Amlak Gaziavia, the sustainer, right, the source, the sustainer of the Chifroch host, but in the sense of accompaniment, looking at musically, right, in the spiritual warfare, also the soldiers and the swarm, nothingness. Accompaniment parts, they range from so simple that a beginner can play them. Simple three note triad chords in a traditional folk song to so complex that only an advanced player or singer can perform them. And thus we get like some of the piano parts in Schubert's later art songs from the 19th century or vocal parts from a Renaissance music motet. But this is the sense of Chifra and Chifroch and who is the King of Glory? Yet,
مزمور حياسوس بكنف حيارة بمجم مريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا ملاوال اقزيا بهيرنا علمم بأرسوام يميروره ارسو بباهر وچ مسرطوال لنا مفساش وچ ماتن توال لنا ود اقزيا بهير ترارا ماني ودال بكدس النوص صفرا ماني قوال فجوتو ينسو لبو نسوه هنا نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاقزيا بير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تو لدرسون يمتفلقنا ياقوبين عملاك فيت يمتفلق انانت مكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع يكبر نقوس مان نو اقزيا بير نو برتون نهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያ እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
በቀዳማዊ በቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ 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 ቀዳማዊ
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ እንስላስያ
The whole place is
due for... Here, this is Segway right here, right up a look at what's the Hebrew right here. This is Sister Makeda right here with Psalm 24. She sings in the English and love the way she enunciates the Hebrew. Here, we're going to write the Hebrew and get to verse 7 and zoom in on verse 7 and 9. Look more right here. Yeah, Makeda.
Hands and a pure heart.
Bob, Bob, Nikki, Nikki, clean, innocent, Kapayim, Kap, palms, clean hands to say, Nikki, Kapayim, Ooh, and Barley Bob, and a purified heart, a purified, let me say, purify your heart, that Johnny Osborne classic tune, and a pure heart. That was Makada right there. They're there with today's song, here, 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 for the TJIF into the Shabbat time, Shabbat Shalom right here, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Psalm 24. It's a hymn. It's a hymn of greeting. I just bring this out right here because I don't know if this had, you know, ones and ones are familiar with just this, the connection of this psalm, even for the first day, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and also we say Judaically, and it's a testified from the Temple Times. The historical background of this psalm, the psalm that is appointed for the evening of the first day, today's daily psalm, Psalm 24, is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem in its entirety passed into the hands of David. Again, with the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem, which they had the audacity to rename it Jerusalem, but anyway, this is even after the time of Melchizedek. Remember, Melchizedek is king of Salem, that city speaking about Jerusalem. But with the defeats of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem, in its entirety, passed into the hands of David. He now had the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the ark of the covenant. So this psalm, interesting, Psalm 24, first day psalm, coronation, was on the first day, November 2nd, 1930. This particular psalm here, connecting with David and the Ark of the Covenant, providing a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant. The psalm theme is a hymn of greeting. Also, it's a prayer for entering the holy place, the holy spot. And the psalm, the Mizmor, properly the chant, the Isis, the Mizmor, was composed for the joyous occasion when it was brought from the house of one named in the scripture, Obed-Edom, to the tent that David had prepared for its reception. Now, this is a very important transition, not to get into the detail here because of the limited time that we have, but it's an important transition that we have from the tabernacle of Moshe, the tabernacle of Moses that we're studying here in HaTorah, and the tabernacle of David, and the influence of the tabernacle on David, on the Brit Chadashah, you know, or the new covenant, you know, and the messianic, the Nazarene way, and even on so-called, what ones may say, Christianity, right? Good and otherwise. But a hymn of greeting right here, here, here. According to the tribe, the tradition, this psalm, Psalm 24, was regularly recited in the temple, the Hekal, right, up until 70 A.D. On the first day, get this right here, the first day of the Shavuot, the first day of the week. So we have testimony of this being the psalm for first day, falsely called Sunday, but called by others Sunday, but the first day. And also Ethiopically, as we have right here in the old calendar from the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the church, I think it was Kadis Selassie, the house church as Majesty had purchased up in the Bronx where Archbishop Yitzhak presided. And it has the same daily psalms that we also share. Can get more of it at ljs.org. So just to share this right here. And the LXX, another interesting point, the LXX also explicitly states it in the heading and also in His Majesty's Bible. I don't know if I brought that out because there's a lot of points to be brought out in every verse and many of the phrases, but some key verses, some key points. Hopefully we study this as psalms rise in many different seasons, have time to zoom in on certain things that we might not have zoomed in on before. But here it says, the Megemeria Senbet, Ye Dawit Mezmor, the Megemeria. Megemeria is beginning, right? Beginning, like when they say in the beginning. Actually, it's much like the Hebrew. I know people say in the beginning, but in the Royal Amharic and in the Hebrew proper, it's not in the beginning, it's in beginning. Because in the Hebrew, the significance of the beginning is to chokmah, is to wisdom, right? But anyway, Bemejemeria, in beginning, Senbet. Senbet, we have Sabbath. Ye Dawit Mezmor. In the beginning of the Senbet, as we mentioned, Senbet is similar to, of course, Shabbat, but Shabbat refers from the seven to the 7 days of the week, as the command even says. It says, 6 days ye shall walk, ye shall work. And the seventh day is the Shabbat. So we say, keep the Sabbath, rest on the Sabbath, rest on the seventh day. Yes, but the command, the fullness of the command says to work, right? To work for how many days? To work. So that in the command to rest is also implicit to work. So the full set, the seven. So in the beginning of the Shavuot, as we have it for the first day. Here, here, here. I'd like to share this right here while we have time here on the air. Some of the mistranslations. Actually, a clarification of some of the mistranslations. Let's say it like that. Clarification. Something on verses 7 and 9, right here, here,
princes,
here.
Princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says lift up. Translation has a lot to be desired, or there's a lot that is missing in the translation of Psalm 24 and 7. You know, as we've already seen in the Amharic liturgy, it's clearly open ye the gates, princes, or heads. And looking at the Hebrew, well, looking at the English, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And I know this is from, you know, studying and being able to, you know, comprehend little by little the Amharic, where it says, enant, mekwanintoch, barochin, kafetu. Enant, right? You can say enant, but in this form, enant, you all, mekwanintoch, you all princes. Same word, root word, Mekonin, you all princes, as princes shall come out of Egypt, you all princes. Now the Hebrew, Ra Shekem, right, Roshekem, Ra Shekem, is speaking to those Rasses, those who are the heads, to open up the gates. But the way the translation is, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. But you see, it's kind of backwards, you know what I mean? It's kind of convoluted. Psalm 24 and 7, and verse 7 and verse 9 of this sabbatical psalm is convoluted. Because if you look at the Hebrew, it is se'u or she'arim, rashekem. So the rashekem, what you're saying is open gates, you heads. Open gates, you heads. Like you're coming into a city or a compound. Right, and you're basically saying almost like open up the garage in a sense, like open up, you know, to those who are the heads. So you're speaking to the heads, but the way the translation in the English is the King James is given, we are it's like convoluted because it's so. Oh wow! Because I know this in the liturgy, the Kadase, the Ethiopian, the liturgy of the Ethiopian Church, where we find this, and we first find it in the Anaphora of the Apostles, verse 66 and 67. Where the assistant deacon shall say while the assistant deacon is entering, he will say, open ye the gates, princes. That's a translation based on the Royal Amharic, and non to Mekwanintoch, Berochin Kafetu. Kufetu, the command is Kufetu. Like in the Hebrew, the command is Se'u Sha'arim. So you're not the gates. You're speaking to the gate. You're not speaking the way the Hebrew is. It's like the Hebrew is like open gates. Heads. In other words, you heads. Y'all like Raushikem or Raashikem or Raashikem. The Raashe are heads, and the Kem is all of y'all. The Kem is the part of the Hebrew that says you all. Like we say Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Ra'a Sheikh Kem. Kem, y'all are the Kem, right? You know, to you all. So the Se'u, right? The Se'u means to open up. You're given a command, open up. But that command is not to the gates. The command is concerning the gates. The Sha'arim, the Sha'ar, a Sha'ar is a gate. The Sha'arim, the Yod Mim, is gates. So it's like commanding the princes who are keeping the gates to open the gates. Because when I read it in the English and looking at the Amharic and looking at the next verse, verse 67, right, in this pattern of the prayer of the fraction that's found in many of the other aliyah, the Christian aliyah called anaphoras, it says, ye who are standing, bow your heads. But then I said, wait, hold on for a moment. You look at the English, Psalm 24 and 7, you'll think, doesn't it say to lift up your heads? Then you read the liturgy, the Kedaseh, and it says, bow your heads. You who are standing, bow your heads. So when I saw that, I said, wait, hold up. Something doesn't seem, it seems as if it were. Something's not right here. So I was meditating this for a moment, and then I said, let me look at the Hebrew. And looking at the Hebrew, I'm like, oh, whoa. The Hebrew is almost, you know, the Amharic and the Hebrew is very clear. His Majesty's Bible is very clear. It gives us the clarity of it. So where the unclarity or the lack of clarity is in the translation. The translator seems to have confounded the idea, because since this is a song is sometimes prose is constructed differently than regular verse. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, like in a song lyric, sometimes in lyric it's kind of, it could be even in a sort of reverse order. It needs to be dealt with, not dealt with, but, you know, addressed. When you compose verses, you know, like a rhyme is composed differently than if you're writing somebody a regular, you know, just talking, hey, how you doing? You know, I thought so and so, and, you know, just random things. That's differently than if you now go into a verse. So if you're writing somebody a letter, just talking to them, and then you get into a little verse or a little poem or something, the order will be different even if you don't construct the sentences differently, like, you know, how poems are written, and you just write it like a regular text. When they're reading it, how the words, you know, the word order and stuff like that will in a sense reveal that, okay, this is a rhyme right here, or this is a poem. So poem verses or composition, so that's what the Psalms are. The Psalms are musical, like the miktams, you know, miktam and engraving, or a poem, you know, like the kine, you know. Poetry is differently. So this is a poetical construction. If you look at the Hebrew, you can really see the, you know, the poetical verse by verse, the rhyme. You can see the inner rhyme or the different potentials of rhyme. So like a musician, looking at the Hebrew or even the Amharic, you can see the different ways that as a singer or player of instrument, you could express it. But however you express it, you have to keep, you will keep in heart and mind the rhyme. So what happened, it seems as though that the translator in translating this got confounded because they did not understand that it's really a song. So the way it reads, it's almost opposite of how it should. The way it's translated, it's like, lift up your heads, O ye gates. It should be, lift up the gates, right? Lift up the gates, O you heads. That's how it should be translated. So I and I are going to seek to clarify this, and I speaking this forward to I and I, brothers and sisters, that it should be, lift up the gates, O you heads, right? And be lifted up, it says, ye everlasting doors, right? In a sense, it is speaking figuratively to the, you know, to the doors, in a sense, you know, be lifted up. But it's the command is being given to the heads. The command to be given to the head people, you know, to the princes. The princes are here in the Hebrew. The princes are called rashes, or rashay. Rashay is a pluralization, you know. Rashay kem, right? Rashay kem. So the rashay kem, right? To you heads, to you rashes. You rashes, like, open up the gates, right? And let them be opened up. Let those gates be opened up, right? Even in the sense of lifted up. You know, because in order to open the gates, look at the old-time gates of a city, it's like almost like the gates of a fence. You have to lift up that latch. So when you lift up that latch, the gate can open up. So if there's ones who are keeping those gates, you are commanding them. So then the sense of it now, of the liturgy, makes perfect sense. And there's even a revelations in the revelation where the deacon, the diakon, then would say, right, the one who's serving, remember the deacon has to do with the service and the serving, right, ye who are standing, right, get up, stand up for your right, stand up in your righteousness, right? Ye who are standing, bow your heads. Because the idea here is there's like a city, and the bride or the bridegroom, we can say, right, the king, is coming in. And then the king coming in, the one who goes before, is saying, hey, open up the gates, you know, the king of glory is coming in. And so the question back and forth is almost like when they open up the gates, well, who is it? I mean, who is this king of glory? You know, so this is back and forth right here. So now that it becomes clear who this king of glory is, right, the princes who are standing in a humble way, you know, they humble themselves as before, you know, as the presence of the king comes through. You know what I'm saying? You know, they bow their heads. They still are standing because they're the princes. They're the, like you say, the holy warriors, you know, the good soldiers, right? So they're standing at attention, you know, but as the procession passes of the king of glory, like through the gates, you know, they bow their heads. They humble themselves. That's why it says, Lord Eternal. Then the priests come forward in the anaphora of the apostles, Lord Eternal, who knows what is hidden and what is manifest. Before thee, thy people, Jah people, have bowed their heads, have humbled themselves, and to thee have subdued the stubborn hearts of their bodies. So this is speaking to each of I and I and we must subdue the stubborn hearts, the feelings and emotions, right? The mix-up moods and attitudes, the stubborn hearts of their bodies. We're asking the eternal to look from his holy dwelling place. Look from thy worthy dwelling place. For where does he dwell? In Zion, right? Bless them, men and women. Incline thine ear to them and hearken and hear their prayer. Hear their abetuta, you know, their abets, you know, their old father. Confirm them with the strength of thy right hand. Help them and protect them from evil affliction. Be a guardian both to their bodies and to their souls, and increase to them both men and women thy faith and the fear, or the reverence, the respect of thy name, through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee, with him, and with the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irid, be glory and dominion both now and to the ages of ages. Amen. Amen. So now it makes more sense. You know, I looked at that and said, wait. I said, why does it open ye the gates, princes? And I was thinking about the King James translation where it says, lift up your head. You know, lift up, what is it right here? Lift up, how do they translate it? Lift up your heads. Yeah, lift up your heads, O you gates. I'm like, that'll make sense. That'll make sense right there. And then I was thinking about them hard. And not mekwanentos, barochin kufetu. You know, kufetu, 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 kufetu. Then it says, yezulalem bejochin yikafetu. So it's in a different form, yikafetu, like they're opening. The idea is once that command goes through, now the gates are opening, but then there's some questioning of, you know, like, who is it? You know, like, who is it? Who is coming forward? Now we recognize who it is, like almost like when this Psalm 24 goes through, right? When we recognize who it is, then we have the response of the diakon, ye who are standing, bow your heads. So bow your heads, and the mistranslation here in verse 7 and 9 of the King James Version, this kind of convolute, where the verse is convoluted in a sense. And I think that, on a level, I think it was an innocent mistake. I think so. Because, you know, you really have to, how can I say, not everybody from the Western Gentile, you know, they can translate it, understand the words, but then there's some nuances in the words. Because here is a poem, and when you look at the Hebrew, you know, when you look at the Hebrew, se'or, right, se'or, she'arim, ra shekem, right, se'or, she'arim, ra shekem, open up the gates, you heads, you all, you, speaking directly to a multitude of heads, of rasis, right, ra shekem, you all rasis, ra shekem, se'or, right, se'or, she'arim, se'or, she'arim, se'or, she'arim, open up the gates, open up, you know, open up these gates, right? And then when you look at the Psalm 24, there's that, you know, like in the next verse, it says, who is this King of glory? Because when the command is given to open up the gates, it's basically saying that the King of glory is coming in, you know, announcing, like announce that the King is coming in. But there's obviously some among the heads of the Mequanet, the princes, or somebody's questioning, who is this King of glory? So then you know, the response, you know, it's almost like the password. Remember that part in His Majesty's autobiography about the password? About what the password would be, and if one did not give the right answer, they belong to the enemy. You know, they do not belong, you know, to the king, in other words. So we see here there's almost like a password here. Who is this King of glory? And the right response is that it's Yahweh. is Jah, strong and mighty. It's Yahweh, it's Jah, mighty in battle, right? And then you almost see it kind of repeat again, where it's like, lift up the gates, O you heads, right? Sa'ur, Sha'arim, Arash Shekem, right? Even lift up the doors and the King of Glory shall come in. You know, then again is the question, who is this King of Glory? Now I want to say, well, why would there be this double question, right? If you notice how it is in military, there's always the double check. You know what I mean? There's always that confirmation. You know, like you give some information and they repeat it. Like, okay, just to confirm, you said alpha, beta, gamma, delta. You know, yes, alpha, beta, check, roger that. You know, copy. You know, now we copy. We copied it, but we want to confirm that. Is this what you said? You said this? You know, who is the King of Glory? You know, and maybe on the confirmation, the second response would have a little bit of the first, but then there's a change. And you see the change in verse, in verse 10, where it says, who is this King of Glory? Mihu, Mihu ze melek. Mihu ze. Mihu ze melek. Ze melek. Mihu ze melek. You know, it's me, who, you know, the me, me literally is who in the English sense, and then we have who is he? So it's like who, he, ze, this, melek, ha, kavod, ha, kavod, ha, kavod, melek, ha, kavod, right? Who is this king of kavod, or kavod, kabada, right? This kabada negus, right? Who is this, you know, King of Glory? Me, who? Right? It's kind of me who, it's kind of a little pun there, because who is, and me means who, right? And the next word is who, right? Or who wa in the older, but in the more, you know, who, right? Me who he, who he, ze, this, right? You know, when we say ze, 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 you know what I mean? Ze, right? Melek, ze melek, this king, ha, kavod, this king, the glory, or this king of the glory. And the response, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh Tzabaot, right? Yahweh Tzabaot. Who? Melech. He is the king. Ha Kavod, right? Who Melech? Ha Kavod. That's the response. So to the question, Mihu Ze Melech Ha Kavod, the response is Yahweh Tzabaot. Who Melech Ha Kavod? And then you have Selah, right? Or the Selah, the Selah. You know what I mean? And the Selah also, right, there's a hand sign of where, almost like in, you see it in the world in the sense where you put the hands up. It's almost like when the, in football, you put up the hands for a touchdown. It's almost like that sign, like that U, that high sign. You know what I mean? The Selah, you know, put up the hands. You know, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your, you got the announcing. You know, Mihu, you know, who is he? You know, Mihu, Mihu. You know, who is this King of Glory, right? Yahweh Tzabaot, who melech ha-kavod, right? Mihu zemelech ha-kavod, right? Kedemawi ha-lisalasi, who melech ha-kavod, who melech, he, who melech ha-kavod, right? He is the melech ha-kavod, right? So don't say you never know who the melech ha-kavod is, right? Now you got to know who the melech ha-kavod. You got it? You got it. Good? Good. Shabbat shalom.
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 Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The home place is due for
son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Yes, 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 yes. Want to share the chant. What's the chant called again? It's a brother Ras, I think Ras Makonnen. Ross McConaughey, he does a chant right there from the liturgy of his majesty. I think that would be appropriate. I think we still have it on the board.
Oh, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Check. Good copy, good copy. Yes, sir. Here goes Ras Malakot. Order of coronation.
What life and history of thought I and I concerning His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia? Ras Haile Malakot is here to share his nation and the upcoming generation and every living thing that moveth upon Iration. His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, born of royal blood, of the royal house of our father David, King of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitutes the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the Holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David, without ceasing and without rest. Then, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, garbed in white silk communion robe, along with his Empress Mani, had just completed the night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderably and stepped forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I as he sat upon the throne of His Holiness in Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian order of faith, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest Abuna Kril of Egypt as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik I, born of Solomon and of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time unto King Haile Selassie and to our time. And for our large gathering witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites, as His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the 7 royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are likened unto a two-edged sword, of which he should use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hand, he has the whole world in his hand. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring, and the fifth was the traditional lances filigreed in gold, and sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and
Zadok and Nathan anointed Solomon. Jody Abuna anointed the imperial majesty Ephraim. The last of the first in 7 different ointments of oil of ancient prescription and placed on his head. The magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds. Concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, the everlasting King of glory, honor, majesty, power, and dominion are laid upon Him, and righteousness, justice, and judgment is the habitation of His throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see, and have not seen them, and have desired to hear, and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen, all the glory of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Selah.
Inan Mekwan and Toj, y'all. Y'all princes and officers. Princes and officers. That was Ras Malakot right there with Order of the Coronation. Yes, I. Malakot, Malakot, the divinity. Malakot, Malakot to his divinity. Yes, I, the son.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
And a note, that yes, his and her majesty both coronated on that November 2nd, 1930. But as you heard right there, his majesty anointed, thus the connection and the revelation of the Messiah. Messiah is anointed. Yes, I, Rastafari.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep. They always sing to him songs of praise.
True teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Here for the sixth day, we're moving to the seventh day already, right? Well, the day is when, you know, the light, the sun, yes, 12 hours right there. But here for the TJIF, the sixth Aliyah right here, picking up Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, the instructions and promises concerning the conquest of the land. And just a zoom in point is the point about the angel, right? The Malaak, the one who he calls my angel, his angel, or Malachi, right here. Sima. Yes, I. Loaf of bread. Yes, I. Yes, this bread right here.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Like Selassie is a chapel tune by Barana Selassie, Bob Marley. This man is the angel. Remember, His Majesty sent to
Black America, special emissary, Dr. Malaku. Malaku, his name, his angel. His name means his angel, his angel. Yes, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. Bayan, this is his majesty's angel, Emmanuel, sent to I. Yes, I, right here, here, here.
And here, Shema. Here, here, Shema Yisrael. Here, here, for the Sheishi. Here, for the Sheishi Aliyah. Sheishi Aliyah. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, here, for the Sheishi. Here, for the Sheishi Aliyah. Here, for the six up offering, six reading. Here, for this Shabbat. Shabbat Mishpatim. Sabbath Ha Mishpatim. Sabbath the judgments, Sabbath judgments. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here at Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, for the Sheishi, here for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading of offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Mishpatim, Sabbath judgments. Instructions and promises and yea and amens concerning the conquest of the land. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, here at verse 20, for the Sheishi Ali. Hine Anoki, Sholeach Malak, Le'efaneka, Lishamarika, Badarek, Badarek, Wihla Hevieka, Illa Hamakom Ashera, Hekinoti. Behold, Hine, behold, I send an angel before thee I. Hine, Anoki, Sholeach, Malak. Behold, I send an Malak, an angel. Lifaneka, before the eye, in the eye face, in the eye perception, in thy presence, before the eye. Hine, Anoki, Sholeach, Malak. Lifaneka. Lishamarka badarek, to keep the eye in the way. Lishamarka badarek, in the darek, badarek. Lishamarka badarek, with la hevieka ilhamakom, and to bring the eye into the place, to bring the eye into the place. With la hebieka, v'la hebieka, v'la hebieka, to bring the eye il hamakom, to the makom, il hamakom, asher hekinoti, that I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice, obey his vocal. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name in him. Hishamer, Hishamer miya panayo, Ushma de kolo, ala tanera boa, ki lo, yisa le, fisha ekema ki, shmi de kerbo, take heed of him. Hishamer, Hishamer mipanayo, and hearken to his voice, Ushma bikolo. Be not rebellious against him. Ala tamer bow, be not rebellious, tamer, al tamer bow, be not rebellious against him. Ki aloa yisa le fisha ekem. For he will not pardon, fisha'echem, your transgression. Ki shmi bikerbo, for my name. Ki shmi, for shmi, my name. Ki shmi bikerbo, is in him. But if the eye shall indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to thine enemies, and an adversary to thine, to the eye, adversaries. Ki'im shamoa tishma bikolo, wi asita kol asher edaver, wi ayavtia eto oyeveka, wi esartia eta zorereka. For mine angel, shall go before thee, the eye, and bring thee, the eye, in to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Ki Yelek, Ki Yelek, Malaki, for mine angel shall go before thee. Ki Yelek, Malaki, Faneka, for mine angel, mine Malak, Malaki, Ki Yelek, Malaki, Le Faneka, where Hevieka, and bring thee, the eye, to the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, their Elohim, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou, the eye, shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye and y'all shall serve Yahuwah, y'all Elohim, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee, from the midst of the eye. Wah eh badetem eti Yahuwah Elohekem ua berak uverak eta lachem meka. Lachim meka we eta mea meka wa he siroti mahala mi kerbeka, and ye and y'all shall serve Yahuwah Jehovah y'all Elohim wa e avadetem eti Yahuwah Elohim, and he will bless thy bread uverak eta lachim meka, and thy water weta meya meka, and I will take sickness away from the midst of the eye. Wahe siroti mahala mi kerbeka.
Shabbat shalom, trimna shalom. John bless I keep the eye, cause his faith and grace to shine in the eye, and I and I may take mahala from all I and I, sickness away, peaceful, restful, blessed, in Yeshua, Yeshua's name, Shabbat Shalom, Rastafari, Rastafari, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, join I and I after the Shabbat, right here, for the full of four, for the seventh loaf of the bread, yes, I, Rastafari, Shabbat Shalom.